All right, Donald J. Trump is officially the president of the United States of America. We are 48 hours into his presidency, and he is continually touting on how he is going to bring America back to the golden age. We're going back to the golden age or the golden ages. Also, he just came out yesterday where in which he was with three major tech giants, and he announced his $800 billion project called Stargate. What does that even mean? Why should we be concerned about this? Well, we're going to talk about all of this today, and we're going to show you something that you may have not known, and it is alarming, and we're going to talk about it right now.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, family? It is Wednesday, January the 22nd. This is End Time Headlines, and I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. We welcome everybody from Apple, Spotify that may be listening, and of course, you guys that are watching from Rumble and YouTube. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, perhaps you've stumbled across the podcast, somebody invited you in, whatever the case may be, we welcome you to the broadcast, and let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We've got a lot to cover tonight. Let me start off by saying this, because we're going to get into some political talk tonight. Most of you guys know that this is not exactly, if for you guys who have followed us for any length of time, you know, this is not my forte. This is not something I enjoy. I'm not a political person. I'm not a political analyst. I'm not some talking head or pundit. This is not what I do. I don't like talking about politics. But as a watchman, there's times that we have to have these discussions because there's events that transpire that are centered around politics, and tonight's one of those nights. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump. Here is a man who fought and clawed his way back to the presidency. He served for 4 years from 2016 to 2020. No doubt, his greatest challenge was the pandemic. And as a result of that, there is many things that transpired that literally changed the world as we know it. I, along with many of you guys, I suspect are going to agree with this. I believe that event alone was probably a dry run. It was an experiment to see how society would respond to such an event, to see how they would comply to totalitarian measures that we saw implemented all across the world, not just America. Also, as a result of this, the pandemic, Donald Trump was directly responsible for accelerating the vaccine. And we're going to show you a clip here in a minute when we get back into context of this, when we talk about other aspects of this. But I just want to refresh your remembrance of this. I want to refresh your memory, take you on memory lane. And then we know that once he publicly stated that he was going to run for re-election, we know that the gates of hell opened against him. There was multiple attempts on his life. There was lies, smear campaigns, and the list goes on and on and on. But through it all, despite all the obstacles, setbacks, opposition, adversity, he has now become the 47th president of the United States of America. We are 48 hours into his presidency, and he is unleashing hundreds of executive orders. Now, good for the most part, yes. And I want to, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. Before I even get into this, because I understand the sensitivity of this topic, I want to make sure that I take my time and articulate the words in which I want to relay to you and my thoughts and my concerns. Let me use some scripture here, kind of give you a little bit of a comparative. When John the Revelator, and you can find all this in the book of Revelation, when he saw the seven churches of Asia, he saw where in which the Lord was commending them and rebuking them. Read it. It's all there in the book of Revelation. There are seven churches of Asia Minor. And the Lord starts out by affirming them, commending them. And he'll name that church and he'll say, you have this going for you. You do this and you've done this and you've resisted that and you have turned from that and you've exposed this. He'll commend them, but then he will bring a rebuke and say, but I have a few things against you. And he will name those things. You allowed Jezebel to come in and seduce the prophets. You have some in your church that are holding to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, in which I hate. You are this, or you've got this going. You have a name on your sign that you're alive, but I tell you the truth, you're dead. So do y'all get the premise of what I'm saying here? There's the commending, but then there's the rebuke. So when it comes to Trump, I can't speak for you, but I will speak for me. He is not one of my favorite choices. I don't have nothing against the man, but I do think he's very arrogant. I think he's got a lot of pride, a lot of narcissism, and we could name several things. But it doesn't mean that God can't use him. And it doesn't mean that God hasn't used him. So when it came to this last election, I know for me, it was a no-brainer. When it comes down to Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I definitely am not going, I am not for four more years of what we just went through. So having said that, Trump was the best choice. We can all agree, most of us, I'd say, about 90% of us that are watching or listening to this program, will all agree with that. He was the best choice. But does that mean, listen to me carefully, I don't want to mince my words here. Does that mean that I agree with every direction, every policy, and everything thing that Donald Trump says or does? No. In fact, I'm going to show you today, there is two major concerns that I have that I could see could be extremely dangerous for the United States of America. But I also understand, I also have enough biblical understanding to know that this could very well be the will of God. Now, let me explain. I said from the beginning, and I'm going to quote Trump here, okay? Trump got out during the inauguration and he said, I know that God spared my life because God has raised me up to save America. That's what Trump said. His own admission, he said that. Now, I'm going to make a statement from that. I agree 100% that God supernaturally preserved his life. There's no way I can disagree with that. And I believe most knowledgeable and intellectual people that sees just how this man could have survived the impossible odds of that bullet and how close it came. I believe most of us can come to the agreement that there was a supernatural element to this. God Almighty protected and preserved Donald Trump because it was his will for Donald Trump to become the 47th president of the United States of America. I said that from the beginning. I had no trouble with coming out and saying that flat out, that yes, I believe Donald Trump was saved for such a time as this. Now, if you can go back and pull up the archives of our podcast, and you will see where I told you that I don't know the full extent of why God has spared Trump to be the president of the United States of America. I don't fully know what the next 4 years holds for America, but I can tell you this. God, now I'm going off what Trump said. Remember, Trump said God has preserved him and saved his life to save America. Folks, listen to me. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road, and we're going to ruffle some feathers, and that's okay. And listen, I want to say something right here on that. I am very thankful that I am not muzzled to not be able to speak my mind and to have an opinion. Now, why would I say that? Because do you know how many preachers are muzzled because of their affiliations and their denominations, because of the people that they sit at the table around, the people that they're in a denomination with or in a certain group with, and they all say the same thing, they all parrot the same thing. And if they have and God forbid, if they have an opposing opinion that may be, quote, deemed negative or opposing to their brethren or whatnot, they would be ostracized. They would be censored. They would probably be removed from being a guest on these platforms and maybe even removed from their denomination. So you got a lot of preachers, pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, bishops, whatever the case may be. And you'll notice this, guys, if you go and you follow some of these people, they all parrot the same thing. It's never negative. And a lot of these guys, I'm going to say this, a lot of these people put Trump on a pedestal and he can do no harm. He can say no harm. He can say no ill. It doesn't matter what this man says or does, they will make an excuse for him and his actions. Okay? And I am very thankful that I don't have those restrictions on me. Because I'm not in a clique. I'm not in an organization. I'm not in a denomination that has muzzled me. And I have never been one to worry about followers, influence, and money. So again, so having said that, that's why I'll post my mind on our social media platforms of things that I see coming that I try to warn the body of Christ about. And many of them, and listen to me, if you are more political than you are spiritual, then these type of messages, when I start speaking something that you may not like about your president, you will be offended about it. Okay? So I'm speaking to those who have ears to hear today and that are willing to be recipients of what I see could be a major warning for the direction of America. Now, let me go back. I do not believe, despite Trump's words of that God has saved him and spared him to save America, I don't believe any man or politician has that capability or power to save an entire nation. Friends, listen to me. Oh, come on, somebody. If you have the hope and the faith, and it's all put in Donald Trump to save America, then I am going to tell you right now that you're going to be greatly disappointed, because no man has that kind of power. And just to let you know that Trump is even limited to the power that he has that he can exercise. Now, it may look great, I'm telling you, because we're going to get into the, I'm going to get in just like when I talked about the seven churches of Asia, and God spoke about the pros and then he spoke about the cons. Okay, the good and the bad. Let's get into this right now. There's some good things that Trump has done. I will tell you right now that I firmly agree with. Number one, he came out and announced that there was only two genders officially, which is actually kind of pathetic and sad that a man has to get up, a president of the United States of America has to get up publicly or nationally on national television and say that there's officially only two genders. How pathetic and sad that is, but that's where we are in society. But again, I agree with that. Number two, he's pulling the United States away from the World Health Organization. Great move. I 100% stand behind that. Number three, he's wanting and he is completely dismantling the woke agenda across America, even in our education system. There was an article that came out today where the State Department is blocking all Pride and BLM flags from all embassies and outposts. And this is under this one flag policy. There was also another report that came out today and said that Trump has revoked Biden's order allowing transgender troops in a bid to rid the DEI from the military. So again, another report stated that Trump is he has ordered the Pentagon to send up to 1,500 active duty troops to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm trying to tell you today, guys, that there is great things that Trump is doing that I 100% stand behind. I know that he supports the nation of Israel. Israel calls Trump a friend of Israel. Trump has done more for Israel than probably any other president in the history of the United States of America. Okay? So again, I am not naive to that and blind that Trump, I believe, has good intentions and a good heart when it comes to many of these things. But then I want to bring you to, okay, you've got this going for you and you've got that going for you and you got this. But now I want to bring the areas of concern. If you are willing to go here with me and not be offended. Now, if you remember on one of our other podcasts, I raised the concern of Trump's sudden alliances that he has formed with these big tech giants and elites. Now, the reason why I'm concerned with this is because all of these guys in his last presidency were completely opposed to him. Now, somebody may say, well, these guys just do this anytime there's a president. Well, hello, he was a president in 2016, 2017, 2018. He was president for 4 years. And all of these tech giants, whether it be Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, whether it be the CEO and the leaders of Google, whether it be all of these platforms, they were all opposed to Trump. The major social media platforms either banned or censored or shadow banned Trump's voice when he was a sitting president of the United States. It was an unprecedented thing that happened. Anybody remember Parler? That whole platform was completely taken down because of that stuff. Okay. But now we fast forward and we come to 2024. And now all of a sudden, all of these guys are now all rolling out the red carpet for Trump. And again, just like I said the other day, this is a massive red flag for me. And one individual in particular, who we would call an elite, his name is Bill Gates. Ever heard of him? This guy is responsible for a lot of stuff. This guy is responsible for the creation of the GMO mosquitoes that he unleashed in the South. He is on the forefront of modern medicine innovation, meaning the creation of vaccines. He's got a first hand into it. He's right on the forefront of this. And again, I want to bring you up. I want to show you this real quick. Now, look, guys, I promise you, when we put all this together, I hope this makes sense to you. And I hope that you're as alarmed as I am. Why? So you can pray about this. That's the whole point of this. We need to pray for this man because let me make this statement. You're going to hear me repeat this probably 3 or 4 times. Listen, Trump is either being swayed and manipulated by these particular individuals to do things that may be even against his own conscience, maybe even against his own will. Because again, guys, there is people, there is big time organizations and unforeseen groups that are pulling strings behind the scenes that is above Trump. You think Trump's got the last word? No, he doesn't. Come on. If you, again, if you believe that, you just don't, you've not studied this. You've not done your homework. You've not done your research. Okay. So either one, he, against his own will, is being coerced into making decisions and creating things and laying the framework for things that he may even be opposed to, but he doesn't really have a choice. His hands are tied. We don't know the whole situation. Or, and this is the most frightening one of all, or number two, he is willingly doing this. He is part of the big plan. So it's either one of the two, guys. There's no middle ground in this. It's either one of those two things. All right, here it is. This is from the New York Post. Billionaire Bill Gates revealed that he recently had an intriguing three-hour dinner. And again, I know we talked about this last week, I think it was, in our podcast, but we got to rehash this to go where we're going here. He had a three-hour dinner with, at that time, he was president-elect Donald Trump. And of course, at this time, he is now the official president. And Bill Gates said he was frankly impressed by their sit down. Now, what was so intriguing about their three-hour dinner? Now, that's what I want to get into here. The Microsoft co-founder said much of their wide-ranging dinner table chat focused on, again, I want you to remember this, global health challenges. All this is going to play into where we're going here. Quote, I felt like he was energized and looking forward to, quote, helping to drive innovation. Remember that, okay? The tech titan said of Trump, all right? And he says, I was frankly impressed with how well he showed a lot of interest in the issues that I brought up. Now we're going to go down here and see what Bill Gates brought up, okay? Here's what he said, and this was in an interview with the Wall Street Journal, guys. Bill Gates said, quote, I spoke a lot about HIV, and the Gates Foundation is literally working on a, quote, cure for that. Remember that, too. The Gates Foundation is working on a cure for HIV. Quote, we're in an early stage. And so he and the want days accelerated the, quote, vaccine innovation. Now, he's talking about that he was instrumental in accelerating the innovation for the vaccine for the last pandemic. But I'm gonna show you a video of Trump who was also directly involved with the acceleration of this vaccine. Come on, it's been a little while. Let's see if you can, let's refresh your memory here.
Stage of this momentous medical initiative. It's called Operation Warp Speed.
Remember that? Operation Warp Speed.
That means big and it means fast. A massive scientific, industrial, and logistical endeavor unlike anything our country has seen since the Manhattan Project.
Unlike anything our country has ever seen. Keep all this stuff in mind.
You really could say that nobody's seen anything like we're doing, whether it's ventilators or testing. Nobody's seen anything like we're doing now within our country since the Second World War. Incredible. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine.
So again, guys, Trump had hands on. He directed it. He led it. He spearheaded it. And he called it Operation Warp Speed and the creation of the vaccine.
As fast as possible. Again, we'd love to see if we could do it prior to the end of the year. We think we're going to have some very good results coming out very quickly. The Great National Project will bring together the best of American industry and innovation, the full resources of the United States government, and the excellence and precision of the United States military. We have the military totally involved. We're also working very strongly with other countries who are also have some great scientists, doctors, and we're all working very closely together, and they're
That's important to understand that the whole world was in on this, guys.
Viewing us as the leader, and we are the relationship with other countries on solving this problem has been incredible. And I just want to make something clear. It's very important. Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back. And we're starting the process. And in many cases, they don't have vaccines. And a virus or a flu comes, and you fight through it. We haven't seen anything like this in 100 and some odd years, 1917. But you fight through it. And people sometimes, I guess, we don't know exactly yet, but it looks like they become immune, or at least for a short while and maybe for life.
All right, now, guys, that was an old clip. Now we all know the outcome of this. This thing was shoved out there, Operation Warp Speed. And I can't even get into the nuts and bolts and details of the side effects of this. Of this operation, Warp Speed, the vaccine injuries that have been snuffed out, erased, censored, banned, completely removed. You can't even find, if you went and searched for them on Google, you won't find them. Doctors silenced, medical personnel silenced. People lost their careers, they lost their license. Why? Because they spoke out, because of the repercussions of this thing. Now, here's what's concerning is there's a pattern emerging again. Here we have same president elected again. And now all of these quote-unquote experts from the WHO, the CDC, and the infectious disease experts, all of these are warning that we are on the very precipice of possibly another pandemic in regards to the bird flu. So if we're on the very precipice of another pandemic with the bird flu, and they're saying that it's only a couple mutations away from going from human to human, and it's imperative, one of these talking heads, I believe they were from the CDC or the World Health, one of those groups, y'all remember this, they got up and it was a woman, and she said that and we need to accelerate the testing right now, and we need to push out the vaccines. And remember, the WEF, all of these groups have warned that it's not if, but when the next thing comes down the pike. Again, disease X. Now, why did I tell you all that? Because isn't it interesting that in the midst of all this, I want to go back to this article. And again, you had Bill Gates, a major elite, is sat down with Trump, and they spoke about, consequently, the acceleration of the vaccine innovation. And then here we are 48 hours later after Trump was sworn into office, and AI executives, those three men right there on your screen, we'll talk about those three men in just a second, right there that you're looking at. These guys are from Oracle, OpenAI, and SoftBank. These are the CEOs. Again, these are tech giants. These are AI executives, and they all praised Trump's, quote, Stargate project, and they called this, quote, this is a very large investment that, quote, affects all of humanity. All right, now we got to watch this together. We're going to fast forward this a little bit. Let's get to it.
Well, thank you very much. And it's an honor to be here today. We have first full day as president. We're back. And we had a great first term, but we're going to have an even better second term. And I think we're going to do things that people would be shocked at.
We're going to do things that people will be shocked at. That's interesting.
Starting off with tremendous investment coming into our country at levels that nobody's really ever seen before. And they're very happy with the fact that I won the race and that they feel confident in their investments. And it's big money and high quality people. So my first day back from having a nice life, It's my honor to welcome three of the world's leading technology CEOs. And in the case of Larry Ellison, it's well beyond technology, sort of CEO of everything. He's an amazing man and an amazing business person.
Yeah, and wait till you hear Mr. Larry in his speech that he's going
to
talk about.
To announce the largest AI infrastructure project by far in history, and it's all taking place right here in America. As you know, there's great competition for AI and other things, and they're coming in at the highest level. We're joined by Oracle executive.
I want to pause this for a second before he goes into this. I want you, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take a look at this. Now, here's two of the three. There's three of them. But you could be looking at, I'm not saying you are, but you could be looking at three of the men that the false prophet of Revelation 13 will hand select to create the image of the beast that I believe 100% will be artificial intelligence that will both speak and live and cause all of humanity to worship it. Guys, I could really say a lot here, but I'm going to wait and let you listen to all this. And then I'm going to give you some more insight into this. Let me just give you this. I'll tell you this real quick. We could literally be looking at in our lifetime right now the very, very extensive framework of the beast system that will introduce these things that we've read about for thousands of years in Revelation 13. Let's
Chairman
go on.
Chairman Larry Ellison, SoftBank CEO, my friend Masa Yoshi's son, and CEO of Open AI, and I would say the by far the leading expert based on everything I read, Sam Altman. So that's great that you're coming in together. That's a massive group of talent and money. Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books.
Yeah, go
I think
ahead.
You're going to hear.
Yeah, listen to what he says. Put that name down in your books. You're going to hear a lot about it. And we are.
A lot about it in the future. A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least in AI infrastructure in the United States and very, very quickly, moving very rapidly, creating over 100,000.
That sound familiar? Very quickly and very rapidly. Kind of like Operation Warp Speed. Just saying, guys. Interesting.
American jobs almost immediately. This monumental undertaking is a resounding declaration of confidence in America's potential under a new president. Let me be a new president. I didn't say it. They did. So I appreciate that, fellas. But it'll ensure the future of technology. What we want to do is we want to keep it in this country. China is a competitor and others are competitors. We want it to be in this country, and we're making it available. I'm going to help a lot through emergency declarations because we have an emergency. We have to get this stuff built. So they have to produce.
That's interesting that he's saying we have to get this stuff built so quickly and so rapidly that I'm going to declare emergency declarations to get it done. Interesting.
There's a lot of electricity, and we'll make it possible for them to get that production done very easily at their own plants if they want. Where they'll build at the plant, the AI plant, they'll build energy generation, and that will be incredible. But it's technology and artificial intelligence, all made in the USA. Beginning immediately, Stargate will be building the physical and virtual infrastructure to power the next generation of advancements in AI, and this will include the construction of colossal data centers, very, very massive structures.
Now, I'd love to know the details of these colossal data centers. What kind of information are they storing in those data centers?
I was in the real estate business. These buildings, these are big, beautiful buildings. They're going to employ a lot of people. And physical campuses and locations currently being scouted nationwide. They're making their choices of locations. I think they have their choice. I'd like to ask Larry, Sam, and Masa to say a few words and just talk about a little bit about what they're doing and if you have any questions, and then we'll go into a couple of other subjects.
All right. Now we're going to hear the framework of this stuff. We're going to hear the details of this. What does this quote unquote Stargate project entail? What is their vision? That's what we're going to get into right now.
But this is, to me, a very big thing. $500 billion Stargate project. I think it's going to be something that's very special. It'll lead to something that could be the biggest of all.
It could lead to something that could be the biggest of all.
Larry, maybe we'll start with you and we'll go down the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. We certainly couldn't do this without you. It would simply be impossible.
They couldn't do this without the help of Donald Trump.
AI holds incredible promise for all of us, for every American. We've actually been working with OpenAI for a while and with Masa for a while. The data centers are actually under construction. The first of them are under construction in Texas. Each building's a 500,000 square feet. There are 10 buildings currently being built, but that will expand to 20.
So all you guys in Texas, I don't know if you knew this, but that's in your neck of the woods.
And other locations beyond the Abilene location, which is our first location. The kind of applications that we're building, to give you an idea, maybe the most charismatic and the one that I think touches us all is electronic health records, not just maintaining electronic health records, but by looking at electronic health records, understanding the condition of the doctors, better understanding the...
Whoa, time out. Wait a minute. 500,000 square feet buildings, data centers, that Trump said, I've never seen anything like this. And what is this man saying? We got to go back and listen to this.
The Abilene location, which is our first location. The kind of applications that we're building, to give you an idea, maybe the most charismatic and the one that I think touches us all, is electronic health records. Not
electronic health records. Okay.
Just maintaining electronic health records, but by looking at electronic health records, understanding the condition of the doctors, better understanding the condition of their patients, and being able to provide healthcare plans that are much better than they otherwise would be. A doctor in...
Okay, guys, I don't know. Look, maybe I'm out here on an island by myself, but I don't want these tech giants, these AI innovators, creating data centers that's going to collect all my medical information. But it's not just, and it goes much deeper than that. We're going to get into this. So it's amazing how Trump pulls this from the World Health Organization, and everybody's celebrating, this is going right under, I don't know if anybody else is paying attention to this. In my opinion, this is not good. This is not a good thing here. We're not only about halfway through this podcast, guys. We've got a lot of information to get to tonight. We got to get you to
Indian River Reservation would be able to see how a doctor at Memorial Sloan Kettering would treat the patient, or a doctor at Stanford would treat the patient. We actually provide all of that information, all of that guidance to the doctors who are treating cancer patients or patients with any other kind of disease, made possible by AI. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm going to pass it to Masa, but this is a very exciting program for Oracle to be a part of. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. That really helped. That's good. That's great. I feel tall now. Thank you. Well, Mr. President, last month I came to celebrate your winning and promise that we will invest $100 billion. And you told me, oh, Masa, go for $200. Yeah. Now I came back with $500. because this is the, as you said yesterday, this is the beginning of golden age.
This is the beginning of the golden age. I want you, right, you better write that down, take a mental note of that. The golden age. This term, guys, I've got chills from this. This term is being thrown around all over the place. Interviews, commentaries, press conferences. the unveiling of this Project Stargate. They keep throwing this. This is the beginning of the golden ages. Well, what does this even mean? Well, I'm going to show you something today that might shock you in regards to the golden ages. And I pray that I'm wrong. Again, I pray that I'm wrong.
Of America, this is one great example, I think. Right? We wouldn't have decided to do this.
I think so.
This is the beginning of golden age. We wouldn't have decided unless you won. And yesterday, we agreed. We signed.
This is
weird.
To make
this happen.
It's great.
Because of this day.
Very nice.
So, we would make this happen. We would immediately start deploying $100 billion with a goal of making $500 billion within next 4 years, within your term.
Yeah.
Right? Because of your success. So we are very, very excited to do this. And our partners, of course, SoftBank, OpenAI, Oracle, and additionally investing partner with MGX. On top of that, we have the technology partner NVIDIA. And of course, Microsoft has been very, very supportive to Sam and continue to...
Microsoft. Now, who's part of Microsoft? Oh, that's right. Mr. Bill Gates is part of that.
To support all our success. This is not just for business. As Larry said, this will help people's life. This will help solving many, many issues, difficult things that otherwise we could not have solved with the power of AI. I think...
And keep in mind, these are the same guy, Sam Altman and Elon Musk, both of these guys warned about the dark side of artificial intelligence. Are we quick to forget that? Everybody's just going to sweep that under the rug as well. These guys warned about the dangers of this. Isn't that amazing? 4 years ago, they warned about the dangers of humanity and artificial intelligence. But now we fast forward, and here we are. The golden age is here. We're entering the golden age, and Trump is now the president. And now, instead of warning people about the dangers of artificial intelligence, warning about the dangers of people losing their jobs to artificial intelligence, now we're taking and we're funding it. We're building the framework for a system that very well could be what we read about in Revelation 13. Let's get back to this.
AGI is coming very, very soon. And then after that, that's not the goal. After that, artificial super intelligence will come.
What does that mean? Artificial super intelligence. Is this a play on words, or is this a cryptic warning to us who have understanding? Guys, I'm telling you, this is the technology, I'm telling you, will create the image of the beast. I have no doubts about that.
To solve the issues that mankind would never, ever have thought that we could solve. Well, this is the beginning of our golden age. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I don't have too much to add, but I did want to say I'm thrilled we get to do this in the United States of America. I think this will be the most important project of this era. And as Masa said, for AGI to get built here, to create hundreds of thousands of jobs, to create a new industry centered here, we wouldn't be able to do this without you, Mr. President. And I'm thrilled that we get to. I think it'll be an exciting project. I think we'll be able to do all of the wonderful things that these guys talked about. But the fact that we get to do this in the United States is, I think, wonderful. So thank you very much.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things.
All right, y'all need to pay attention to this. Listen to this right here.
Cancer and all the different problems.
It's going to cure cancer? Wow, what a statement.
How will AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, et cetera?
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate. We will be amazed at how quickly we're curing this cancer and that one and heart disease and what this will do.
Anybody else? Guys, listen to me. You know what this reminds me of? It's like the fish always sees the bait, but they don't see the hook. Let me say that again. The fish see the bait, but they don't see the hook behind the bait. Can you not? Can anyone else see how this is going to be so? And it's going to be so intriguing. It's going to be so desired. People again will line up, and then you wonder how we get to Revelation 13, where humanity embraces a beast system, this mark of the beast to be put in their right hand or in their forehead in order for them to buy, sell, or trade. This, I'm telling you, guys, this is laying the framework for all that stuff.
For the ability to deliver very high quality healthcare, the costs, but really to cure the diseases at a rapid rate, I think will be among the most important things this technology does.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you. Can I speak and answer that question, Mr. President?
So we're currently working on... Should I step on this? Okay. All right. No. I'm not that tall. I'm not that tall. Thank you, Mr. President. One of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing, is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting.
Wow. Guys, a cancer vaccine. They're working on a cancer vaccine through the help of artificial intelligence. Now, as soon as I hear that, you know what I think of? Again, this is my flesh, but I think of I Am Legend. Anybody seen I Am Legend? Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up in the comments. Will Smith, I Am Legend. You know what? It's the whole premise of the entire movie is based on these type of people created a vaccine to cure cancer. They created a cure for cancer. And in the beginning, people were being healed. They were eradicating cancer. But then suddenly, as time progressed, it took a turn for worse, and it mutated, and these people began to develop symptoms similar to rabies. They became a zombie-like state. Think about, and this gives me that kind of vibes. They're buttering this up. They're packaging this up. They're putting the beautiful bow on it and the ribbon on it. And they're saying, we're putting all kinds of money into this. We're creating this for all of humanity. It's going to change the face of the world, and it's going to thrust us into the golden age. And here we are with this talk of vaccine again.
Interesting. It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor.
Gene sequencing. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, if it does, that's what happened back under Operation Warp Speed.
You can then vaccinate the person.
There it is.
Design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them.
A vaccine created specifically tailored design for every individual based on what the AI recommends. And here you thought the WHO was something to be concerned about, or the CDC was something to be concerned about, or Dr. Fauci was to be something to be concerned about. No. Now we have Project Stargate. You're getting the details of this, of what this is what they're going to do
against that cancer. And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine.
There it is.
You can make that robotically, again, using AI in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
There it is. There it is, guys. Now, let's talk about the golden ages, and then we're going to get into some other stuff. How far? We've gone 50 minutes. This is going to go over an hour today. Has to. We got a lot of information to cover. I hope, again, just you got to hang in there with me, guys, because we got a lot to talk about. I did some research on the golden ages, and did you know that there was two women by the name of Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey? These two women were influential figures in the historic and spiritual movements of the late 19th and 20th centuries. For example, Madame Blavatsky, I believe that's how you pronounce it, she was the co-founder of the Theosophical Society, which was a movement that sought to synthesize Eastern philosophies and Western historicism. Blavatsky's writings, listen to this, often referenced past golden ages of humanity, wherein which these were periods, you better hear me, of, quote, higher consciousness and spiritual enlightenment. I got to say this one more time. This woman, Madame Blavatsky, in the 19th and 20th century, she wasn't the only one, but her founded this Theosophical Society, which was a movement, again, that infiltrated Eastern and Western philosophies and historicism. Now, listen to this. Blavatsky's writings often reference past golden ages or times of where humanity and periods of humanity experienced higher consciousness and spiritual enlightenment. Guys, in case you don't know what this is the birth of the New Age movement, wherein which they seek higher conscience and spiritual enlightenment. In other words, it's a moment that transcends where we're at in society. Now, consequently enough, here we are in 2025, and now under the Trump administration, he has gathered these elite technological innovators, all innovators of AI, and what are they doing? Consequently, they are wanting to take humanity to a higher enlightenment, a higher level, to transcend modern medicine, to transcend modern healthcare, to transcend modern innovation and inventions, and bring us to a point where, and I quote what Trump and these others say, something that humanity has never seen or experienced before. Here's what you may not know. Blavatsky's views on Lucifer were complex. Blavatsky viewed Lucifer, you know, the fallen angel who became Satan. She saw him as a fallen angel, but also as a bringer of light and knowledge, representing the principle of rebellion against limitations. Are y'all getting this? This is terrifying, guys. Then let's talk about Alice Bailey. Bailey is considered a key figure in the development of the New Age movement. She emphasized concepts like spiritual evolution and the Aquarian Age, or a new era of consciousness, and the importance of individual and collective spiritual growth. Some of Bailey's writings have also been interpreted by some as promoting a form of Luciferianism, emphasizing the transformative power of the Luciferic principle as a force for good. Wow. However, it's crucial to note that Bailey herself did not explicitly identify as a Luciferian, and her interpretations are often subject to varying interpretations, aka translation. She didn't openly come out and say she was a worshiper of Satan or that she promoted Luciferian teachings, But I'm going to say it like this: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What did Jesus say? He said, don't believe every spirit, beloved. This is what John wrote. He said, but try the spirits. What's the characteristics of the spirit? What are we witnessing? What are we experiencing here? So the point I'm making, guys, is when you start digging into this golden ages, this was prevalent. It represents an age of higher consciousness, a superior knowledge of transcending humanity into a higher level. And it's directly connected with Luciferian doctrine and teaching and demonic roots. Now I'm going to pull up, this is from Newsweek, guys. This was not me. I did not write this. This is from Newsweek. Quote, a number of Donald Trump supporters and vaccine skeptics have criticized the president after he talked up a multi-billion-dollar artificial intelligence infrastructure project, which it was suggested could, quote, develop vaccines for cancer. When it comes to vaccines, Trump has appeared to find himself between a rock and a hard place. He has faced frequent backlash from his own supporters for expressing support for the want vaccine, especially when he praised the Operation Warp Speed. We just talked about this, the initiative we showed you the video he launched during the pandemic, which accelerated vaccine development. And yet he has recently nominated RFK, a vaccine skeptic. That's going to be interesting to see how that works, by the way, to lead the government's health agencies. I believe we're going to see, and look, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I don't think all of the cabinet that he picked is going to be working in harmony for the entire 4 years. I think you're going to see some upheaval go on within in those circles. Trump announced a joint venture. Again, we don't want to rehash all this. And he claims it will produce 100,000 American jobs immediately. And then when you go down here, and again, look, even in this article, guys, the OpenAI CEO, Sam Altman, also praised an initiative calling it the most important project of this era. All right. Then we also know that Trump launched his own Trump meme coin. And then according to reports about that, this thing took off and made him billions of dollars. Again, this was not only did himself, but also Melania Trump also debuted their own cryptocurrency. Look, maybe this doesn't bother you, but I think that's weird. Why are they creating their own currencies? Okay, then it's not like we need help pushing society into a digital currency, because we've talked about digital currencies. That's nothing new. And I believe that initiative is going to be pushed. Again, Trump is on the forefront of that, as well as pushing the Bitcoin, pushing the cryptocurrency. But then down the road, eventually, guys, we're going to get to something called a mandatory digital identification that's going to impact the nations across the planet. This is a primary goal for the global elite. In case you didn't know that, this is a system where in which, again, the global elite, what they desire is they want everybody on the planet to be able to, if you log in on the internet, you're going to have a UN mandated digital identity chip. Again, you will not be able to attend school, get a job, or open a bank account without your UN mandated digital identity chip. Now, where did this come from? All the way back in 2018, guys, the United Nations established what was called the UN Legal Identity Agenda Task Force. This development from the UN is already on the ground in 170 different countries and territories, and they become one of the key UN agencies that is working to advance this agenda. In fact, the UNDP, the United Nations, has a dedicated page that discusses what they intend to do. Their argument is that embracing digitalization will help to close the, quote, global identity gap. Now, I'm going to pull this up. This is from Michael Snyder's blog. I'm going to read this quote. Again, this is from the actual site from UN. Legal identity serves as a fundamental gateway to accessing both public and private services. However, a staggering 850 million people worldwide lack the means of establishing their identity. Embracing digitalization offers a pathway to, quote, bridging this global identity gap, with digital legal identity serving as a cornerstone of digital public infrastructure, fostering interoperability among diverse systems. Again, he goes down here and he says, the UNDP has listed five compelling reasons why the digital identification must be imposed on the entire planet. The first reason they give is that digital identification will, quote, allow them to track all of us. Digital legal identities offer unique means of, quote, tracking population movements, facilitating swift access to essential information for each human being. Now, where are we talking about this? Listen, if you think for a minute that this Stargate program will not be intertwined with this thing when they're creating these data centers, what do you think and the amount of square footage they need to hold these data centers, what do you think is going to be in the data centers that they're gathering? What kind of information? How are you going to be able to assign a certain vaccine or give somebody the medical means in which they're saying without this infrastructure built? And again, I'm telling you guys, this is all in conjunction with that. The second reason is that it will allow governments to register people more quickly during major disasters. Wow. Look, let me read this. Several countries are adopting digital identifications to, quote, register disaster impacts, aiding in the comprehensive understanding of these events. With support from UNDP, countries are establishing tracking systems to collect data, there it is, from various agencies, including environment, health, public works, transport, agriculture, statistics, and others at national, provincial, and subnational levels. And I love what he says here, quote, what would happen during a long-term global emergency such as a pandemic? Would everyone be required to register for assistance with their national governments? All right, number three reason why they want to push for a digital ID. It is necessary for, quote, identifying vulnerable populations and critical infrastructure. All right, number four is that it will help fight, again, the CC word for the, how can I put this? I'm just going to give you a description, a term that they've coined for global weather disturbances and record-breaking heat and record-breaking cold. And we knew that was coming. Leveraging digital legal ID data to track energy consumption, inspire behavior change, and enhance sustainability measures can mitigate climate-related disasters. All right, look at this. The United Kingdom, the government of the UK, is launching a, quote, digital ID mobile app. According to the report, driver's license and military veteran cards will be the first documents available on the government.uk wallet service launching this year. Guys, I really hope you're paying attention to what I'm saying tonight. I know we've gone a lot longer than we normally do, but we had a lot to unpack tonight and a lot to discuss. My friends, I'm going to end with this thought, and I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. I believe that we, and I hope I'm wrong in the end, but I don't believe I am. I believe we're seeing the framework and the accelerated blueprints of the coming beast system that will all be set in place for both the Antichrist and the false prophet. And here's what's interesting, is this is going to be a global effort. It's not going to be just Trump and these three tech giants. This is going to be a global unified effort. And isn't it interesting that this is nothing new under the sun? If you go to Genesis chapter 11, I'm going to pull this up right here. There was a time where in which the whole earth had one language, one speech, and it came to pass that all these men of the earth came together and they said, let us build ourselves a city. Let us make a name for ourselves. And it was all, and consequently, guys, it was all in defiance of God. We're crossing this threshold with AI where we are doing things that are morally questionable. Listen, I don't believe that every question that's asked should be answered. I believe there's some things that we don't need to know about. I don't believe that it was ever the will of God that we as humanity would possess such knowledge as what these people are saying is coming in the future. So guys, again, I hope I'm wrong. And listen, I'm not saying that I don't appreciate our president. I'm not saying that he has not done good things. I bet you better hear this preacher out, and you better not take snippets of what I said and make me say things I didn't. Again, I'll tell you right now, I'll be the first one to tell you I voted for him because he was the best of two choices that we had. Number two, we pray for him. We come together on Monday nights a lot of times when we pray for our president. We prayed for Biden. We're going to pray for this president. Number three, there is good things that Trump has done and there's good things that he is doing. But guys, this right here has got me majorly concerned. Huge red flags. Could we be on the precipice, as what the president said out of his own mouth, on the very brink of the golden ages again? But what does that really mean? Is there a deeper side to this? Is there a darker side to this that maybe none of us see? We don't see, or only a remnant of us is opening our eyes and we're seeing this. Again, I hope I'm wrong. And I come to this conclusion, either Trump is being controlled, manipulated. The strings are being pulled by the puppet master, and he's going into an arena in which he doesn't really feel comfortable doing. And he's putting on a facade and putting on a mask. Or number two, and again, this is the most terrifying of all, that he is sold out. And this is an initiative that he is spearheading, and he is leading the charge, and he may not fully understand and realize what he has just opened as a Pandora's box for all of humanity. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, can you do me a favor? Hit that like button. If you enjoyed this content, you'd like to read more, see more, hear more, watch more of our content, again, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and you're going to be ready to go. Also, if you have not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to download today. You can pick it up on Apple and Android devices. Again, it's absolutely free for you and to be a blessing to you. Just hit that push notifications once you do that, and you'll be good to go with everything right at your fingertips. And guys, if this ministry, again, is a blessing to you, it encourages you, equips you, informs you week after week after week, we want you to pray about becoming a partner of our ministry, and you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through different means. There's all kinds of different ways you can do that, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, we're going to sign off for on this Wednesday night, but we plan on being here right back here tomorrow on Thursday to be announced on the time, but we plan on being back here tomorrow with another great podcast to be a blessing for you and your family. So until then, I pray that the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.